thematically, we're in the, what does it mean to go from Gnut to Shvach, to from degradation to praise? And in that way, I'm gonna take us over to the next paragraph in Mos Haggadot, which is the Midchila paragraph. In the beginning, our ancestors were idol worshippers. And that really is a twin, as you might remember when we saw last week, a twin to the Avadim Hayinu paragraph, because we're trying to figure out what is the start of our story? Where is the degradation, actually the beginning? Is it as slaves, or is it previous to that? So that's what we're going to take a look at today, and actually marvel for a little bit at the fact that the Haggadah includes both opinions about where we start our story, because usually Jewish tradition is not shy about taking sides in an argument. It's good to argue, but at the end of the day, you got to pick one side or the other. But the Haggadah doesn't actually do that. The Haggadah is more of a, sure, let's hear both sides and preserve them both. And that's what we're going to look at when we see our text today. So again, the text that we're looking at today is the Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoteinu, Ve'achshav Kervanu HaMakom La'avodato. In the beginning, or from the beginning, our ancestors were idol worshipers. We're going to try to figure out probably next week, maybe tomorrow, about who our ancestors were and who was worshiping idols. Which ancestors are we speaking about here? There are a few options, but suffice it to say that both of the options come before the enslavement in Egypt. Okay, so we're actually starting our story of Gnut, of degradation, earlier than the story of the Exodus. V'chshav kervanu amakom la'avodato, but now this is the praise. God has brought us to God's service, to the worship, to the avodah. So in this calculus, the starting point is idolatry. That's the gnut. That's the degradation. And the ending point is serving God directly. So if the starting point in the other version, what Avadim Hayinu was, we were slaves, and the ending point, at least a sort of temporary ending point, is we went out. We became free. This is a totally different starting and ending point, which is sort of, instead of oriented towards our oppressor, it's oriented towards our relationship with God. And in some ways, this is up to us. We were the idol worshipers, and then God brought us close to God's service, but it's sort of, there is no other external actor here. It's really about the story of the relationship between God and the Jewish people, whereas the other Avadim Hayinu is about the story of the relationship between perhaps, God and the Jewish people, but also the Jewish people's oppressors, the Egyptians. Okay, let's just remind ourselves, how do we even get to this paragraph in the Haggadah? Why isn't Avadim Hayinu good enough if we're telling a story? So we're just trying to figure out and really enacting this instruction from the Mishnah that we've returned to a couple of times. Marchil b'gnut u'misayim b'shvach. You begin in degradation and you end in praise. And again, this is what we are sort of giving voice to again in this paragraph. And this paragraph sort of comes from the opinion of Rav in the Talmud that we looked at last week. Marchil b'gnut u'misayim b'shvach. My b'gnut, they're trying to identify what's the starting point, what's the degradation. Rav amar mitchila ovdei avodat gilulim hayu avoteinu. And avodat gilulim is just a synonym for avodah zarah. So in some ways, there is a sort of a direct overlap of mitchila ovdei avodah zaru hayu avoteinu and mitchila ovdei avodat gilulim hayu avoteinu. That's a quote from Rav's opinion of where we start the gnut that we see in the Gemara. And then we saw that Rava, a later authority, says Avadim Hayinu. So if Rav and Rava are not of the same generation, if Rav is a few generations earlier than Rava, then you might expect actually that this take on what Gnut is the earlier take and perhaps the dominant take. In other words, if you're sort of going by the earliest authority, this would be the opinion that you would see entirely in the Haggadah. Forget about Rava's opinion of Avadim Hayinu. Now, interestingly enough, that's sort of the way it appears in the Jerusalem Talmud. In the Jerusalem Talmud, there is no debate about what the Gnut is. What is the starting point of the degradation? In the Jerusalem Talmud, we only have Rav's opinion. And Rav was you know, had connections to the Eretz Yisrael community, even though he went to Babylonia, but he's coming from the first generation outside of Eretz Yisrael in terms of the rabbis. And in that way, his opinions are certainly well known in the Yerushalmi, whereas Rava, who's a Babylonian authority a few generations later, it's possible his opinions just weren't known in Eretz Yisrael. So let's take a look at the Eretz Yisrael tradition as preserved in the Jerusalem Talmud. Rav Amar, there's a little bit of a manuscript question here, Mitchila or Katchila, and then in some versions says, Tzarich Le'adchil, Be'ever HaNahar Yashvu Avotechem, Ve'akachet Avichem and Avraham Me'ever HaNahar. Okay, so here Rav is not saying in the beginning our ancestors were idol worshippers, rather, first of all, it's not clear what Mitchila, Katchila, Tzarich Le'adchil, it could be in the beginning, like in a time ordinal sense, in the beginning, from the start, our ancestors were idol worshippers, but it might also be an instruction, right? Tzarich Le'adchil, like some sort of abbreviation of, this is where we begin the story of the Haggadah. Mitchila Le'adchil, to begin. Okay, so that's possible. But notice here, Rav actually doesn't say his own opinion. He starts telling the story by quoting the Bible. He starts quoting the book of Joshua. At the end of the book of Joshua, Joshua sums up the story of the Jewish people, and he starts, Ve'ever hanar yashvu avotechem, your ancestors dwelt, dwelt beyond the river Euphrates, that is to say, in the start of time before Abraham. And I, meaning God, took your ancestors, Abraham, across that river, right? So Rav is saying, this is the start of the story of our degradation. Our degradation starts by the fact that our ancestors, that is to say, before Abraham, our ancestors both geographically and ideologically lived across the river, right? They were on the other side. And in that way, what is the Gnut? It's sort of pre-relationship with Abraham. What's the Shvach here? At least the way Rav tells this story, or the little bit that he quotes from the story of Joshua. We'll see the story of Joshua, which gets quoted directly in this paragraph, goes on a little bit. But if you just see it in these two verses, the beginning is our ancestors were idol worshippers on the other side of the river. And the end, the Shvach, is I took Abraham across the river. That is to say, The praise is when our ancestors, well before the story of Egypt, our ancestors started to worship God and God only. That is to say, Abraham became the first follower of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, of Hashem. So in that way, it's a totally different orientation to Marchil B'Gnut Misayim B'Shvach. That is a story that the entire thing, both the degradation and the praise, you could read it as beginning and ending before the enslavement in Egypt. So the beginning of the Jewish people is one in which our pre-Abraham ancestors, they were idol worshipers, but God took Abraham out from that place, and both geographically and ideologically, we arrived at a state of praise. So that is one way to read Rav's opinion. Certainly, however you're reading Rav's opinion, the beginning point, if this is not the only end point, and we'll see how Gana goes on a little bit more, but as a beginning point, Rav is saying it's way, way long ago, and here the idol worshiper is identified specifically as the pre-ancestors to Abraham. Now, if you look at this position in the Yerushalmi and the Eretz Yisrael tradition, when you look at the Eretz Yisrael Haggadot that were discovered in the Geniza, that's exactly what they have. They do not have Avadim Ayinu. That is not part of their Haggadah. It's actually very truncated. They start with Manishtana. We said that was the plan B of, you know, if the kids don't ask a question, but they put that text in. And then they quote the Mishnah, Lefi Dato Shel Ben Aviv Melamdo, Marchil Beginu Nemesayim Mishvach. They put the Mishnah right in there, start with degradation, end with praise, and say exactly what Rav said. Quote the book of Joshua, chapter 24, That's it. There's no Avadim Ayinu. There's no Halach Ma'anya. There's no five rabbis. There's no, as if I was 70 years old. They're jumping right to what the Mishnah tells you to do, which is to start the story at Gnut, at degradation. And that's where Rav tells us that's on the other side of the river as an idol worshiper. Now, just note, our Haggadah doesn't make that decision. Our Haggadah is descended from the Babylonian tradition, and we have an early authority of post-Talmudic law, the Rif, who says in the 10th century, he quotes the opinion of Rav, in the beginning our ancestors were idol worshippers. His version said Shmuel, not Rava, but Shmuel said Avadim Ayinu. And then he says something remarkable, Ve'ayina Avdinu Kitarvayu. But now it's not a debate anymore. We just do them both. We do them both. And that's what our Haggadah is. It's both of these opinions that are sort of put together in the beginning of Magid. And that's I would say a shocking turn of events is that the Haggadah doesn't make a decision about which opinion is right, but rather actually brings both the opinions, which gets back to my understanding of the Haggadah is to tell the story over and over again. That's what's happening in this night. And so of course you don't want to choose between these two opinions. You'll have them both there and you can sort of relate to both of those options.